Alaskans will see a new element in state politics this year, an unlimited amount of money. The money will come from independent expenditure groups, or IEGs. Those IEGs are organizations that work outside a candidate's regulated campaign, and because of a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision, work outside the legal limits and restrictions the state had imposed on donors and campaigns in previous elections. The Alaska Public Offices Commission, or APOC, this week approved a staff report shaping how the state will work with the independent groups. The report reflects the Citizens United versus the Federal Elections Commission case that allowed corporations, labor unions, and political action groups to directly participate in campaigns with no federal oversight. Paul Dauphiné, APOC's executive director, says the state report finds Alaska's current campaign contribution rules may be out of compliance, saying the Supreme Court has, quote, potentially rendered those restrictions unconstitutional as applied to groups that make only independent contributions.
That's a fair characterization of what Citizens United has done potentially to Alaska campaign finance laws. And I say potentially, obviously this needs to be decided by the courts.
Following the Supreme Court decision, the legislature added requirements to state law designed to protect voters while remaining in line with the federal courts. The state focused on the public being made aware of the donors behind the independent groups. They now must be named in political advertising and promotion. However, Dauphiné says identification begins earlier than an ad campaign.
We will know when they register with APOC. Before they do any fundraising or expenditure, before they do any activity, they have to register with us.
Currently, there are four independent groups registered in the state. One of them is the bipartisan 1,000-member-strong Alaska Conservation Voters. Jane Anvik is on the board of directors. She says they can't coordinate their activities with campaigns.
We have the opportunity to both contribute directly to the campaign and also to be able to create materials that might influence voters. But we are not able to coordinate our activities with the campaign. We have to be independent from the campaign itself.
The APOC decision was in reply to questions by an independent group organizing as Alaskans Deserve Better, with the intention of promoting, quote, responsible, ethical, and transparent government. Anvik sees the advantages of having the independent status.
We are neither a tool of a campaign, nor are we in conflict potentially with how they're managing their campaign, because what we're really doing is trying to broadly educate voters about the public policy issues we're concerned about.
She says after elections, the independent groups can work freely with whoever is elected. Links to more information are at our website, alaskapublic.org.